Act 2. I wish I may, I wish I might, kick this monster's trash tonight. Chrissy barreled through the library doors and had to fight the impulse to turn right around and run screaming in the other direction at the sight that greeted her. In the flickering lights of the trembling library towered a behemoth composed entirely of rock, metal, and bones laced with tongues of flame. The mass twisted together in a vaguely animal-like shape with hulking, heavy limbs and a face, if it could be called that, that appeared to be mostly mouth. It was busily tearing into a bookshelf, glutting on the J-K nonfiction section. Debris rained down from the damaged ceiling and shelves. Chrissy spotted the terrified old librarian cowering against the desk. She had been bloodied by falling wood, and her glasses were knocked askew. Chrissy tried to rush to her aid, but at that moment, the monster noticed her. It swiped at her with a claw the size of a car, and Chrissy was compelled to throw herself bodily to the floor.
"I'm okay!"
Chrissy said. That was a lie. Still, she hastily scrambled to her feet.
"Quick, get out of here! I'll distract it!"
The behemoth screeched and thrashed, and the lights in the building went out. The flame in the monster's body splashed creepy, flickering shadows against the walls as it lumbered heavily in the librarian's direction. Chrissy quickly surveyed the wreckage and found a chunk of plaster in the dimness.
"Hey! Over here!"
she barked, hurling the plaster at the beast. It fell a little short, but the monster swerved toward her, and flaming pits that might have been eyes fell upon the scrawny teen with the light-up shoes. Chrissy gulped and took off running toward the east wing, hoping the beast would follow. The ploy worked. Unfortunately, Chrissy hadn't thought much further ahead than that. She took a sharp corner and skidded into a bookshelf. Earth-shaking pounds announced that the beast had begun to run in pursuit, raking its jagged body through the walls. Chrissy couldn't suppress an unheroic scream as she frantically scrambled deeper into the library, and right into a dead end in the Arne Thompson Tale-Type Museum. The only light was the advancing flame, which bore down nearly above her now. Trapped, just like that poor sap in Dr. Discord's warehouse. Except there would be no Valor Patrol to save her. The beast lifted a mammoth arm, tearing through a support beam. The building shook, dislodging a section of the ceiling. It crashed down heavily onto the monster's chthonic form. The impact seemed to crack pieces right off the creature, and Chrissy yelped and shielded her head as chunks of molten flesh, bones, and warped metal rained down around her.
"I'm gonna die, I'm gonna die, I'm gonna die!"
Chrissy thought as she was peppered with debris. In 1 second, something sufficiently heavy, or sharp, or fiery would fall on her, if the monster didn't scoop her up and gulp her down first, and then it would all be over. Something landed in her lap, and she shrank further, screwing up her face so hard that her jaw hurt. If only she had powers like the Valor Patrol!
"I wish I were a superhero!"
A feverish gold light shone fiercely through her eyelids, and the monster's scream and the thunderous rumbling died away, leaving only Chrissy's rapid heartbeat. Her breath caught, and she cracked her eyes open to stare at the object that had fallen on her. A lamp, like the kind she'd only ever seen in movies. She gasped as a plume of smoke hissed from its spout. She flattened her back against the wall. The smoke swarmed into the shape of a man cloaked in a hazy glow. He stooped and gripped her face. His nails bit delicately into her skin, and she found herself staring, dumbstruck, into gleaming eyes.
"Whatever thy desire, I will obey,"
said a voice, though the man's mouth did not move. Chrissy's lips parted in confusion, but at that moment the man melted back into formless smoke. The smoke twined on itself and then rushed into Chrissy's mouth. She choked, alarmed, reaching for her throat even as she felt smoky heat surging throughout her body. Her surroundings seemed to fall away entirely, leaving Chrissy floating in a void of darkness. Trembling, she pulled her hands back from her throat and stared at them in wonder. A spark danced between her palms. Suddenly, it burst. Chrissy's back arched as a shockwave rolled over her, transforming her in its wake. Her Arrowman t-shirt, skinny jeans, and hoodie were replaced with a bodysuit like Perplex's, but in Infernal's red and black. Her neck bowed back under the weight of her ponytail as it grew to be longer than she was tall, like Miss Tress's enchanted locks. Her light-up Valor Patrol Teen Edition shoes became those tall red boots with the thick soles that she'd seen online. And, to finish it all off, a dark latex mask adorned her eyes. The one name she hadn't crossed off on her list of potential aliases stood out in her mind. Spark.